AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 33 states have been investigating e-cigarette maker Juul, and the Attorney General in Connecticut, William Tong, says a settlement has been reached. Juul has agreed to pay nearly $440 million.
We think that this will go a long way in stemming the flow of youth vaping. I'm under no illusions and cannot claim that it will stop youth vaping. It continues to be an epidemic. It continues to be a huge problem.
The settlement includes numerous restrictions on how Juul can market its products. Juul still faces separate lawsuits from other states and individuals. The closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished down 173 points, continuing a losing streak. Police say a body found in Memphis, Tennessee, has been identified as kidnapped jogger Eliza Fletcher. She was last seen Friday. Police Chief C.J. Davis says Cleotha Abston has been arrested.
While the outcome of this investigation is not what we hoped for, we are nonetheless pleased to remove this dangerous predator off the streets of Memphis.
Abston was released from prison in 2020 after serving 20 years for a previous kidnapping. President Biden is ending the summer on a legislative winning streak.
Proof that democracy can deliver for the people. And there's a foundation of a kind of strong, forward-looking economy that we want to continue to build.
The president met with his cabinet today, and now he wants to make sure voters reward him as they cast ballots in November's big congressional elections. Security video from a rural county in Georgia shows local election and Republican Party officials were present when voting equipment was accessed in what the Secretary of State's office in Georgia called an unauthorized breach. Some of the video footage counters claims the local officials have made. Liz Truss has taken over as British Prime Minister and is immediately facing up to the enormous tasks ahead of her. This is AP News. China locked down 65 million people under tough coronavirus restrictions.
According to a tally published by the Chinese business magazine Caixin, across the country, 33 cities, including 7 provincial capitals, are on a full or partial lockdown, covering more than 65 million people. The report adds outbreaks have been reported in over 100 cities, the highest since the early days of the pandemic in early 2020. In Chengdu, 3 more rounds of mass testing are being held through Wednesday, and schools remain closed with all classes online. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Kay lashed Mexico's Pacific coast with rain as it moved northward toward the Baja California Peninsula. Kay's maximum sustained winds rose to 85 miles per hour, with forecasters saying it could brush the peninsula as a hurricane this week. Forecasters expect Kay to stay offshore as it moves more northward, parallel to the coast. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.